What up, what up, what up? Welcome back into Game Time. Matt Verzal, George Norwood hanging out. Beasties. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. happy Friday to everybody. Hope you're going good. Hope you're living your best life. Hope you're also checking in on some of your loved ones that are in some of the areas affected by this. Make sure you get the chance to reach out to them. As we had mentioned here, 2 to 6 today at these four locations, 175th and Center, 132nd and Center, and 149th and Maple, at the Nebraska Furniture Mart Mega Mart entrance as well. NRG Media and crew will be out there from 2 to 6 today, 10 to 6 tomorrow. For those of you that live kind of out by where Paisans is, I'm going to get the crew started in the day. I'm going to head over there about 10. I'll come armed with some gift cards. Anything you can do to help out. Abby, that we'll probably have to, I'm not a big corporate shop. I'll probably have to do some trivia questions to give away the gift cards. So if you donate, I'll ask you a question. If you get it right, I'll give you a gift card while supplies last.
Yeah, and if you missed those locations, it is up on Twitter on Game Time as well as at 1620 The Zone.
I retweeted it myself. It's on at Verse51 from the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Hopefully they're hitting it through the mailbox here, the Equitable Bank Zone inbox as well. Whatever you can do. You know, it may not seem like a lot, but also one other thing, be super careful on 136th and Center. When Center meets 132nd, you're not driving through landmines. It's just that bad. So if you can come from the south, come from the south. You can come from the west, come from the west. Don't come north or east. It's pretty bad. Just dodge in there and dodge out. Take the time, just drive around that. Like it's bad. It'll wake you up, though. I was heading over there the other night, good buddy of mine. Thank you, too, for those that have asked in the inbox how the weight loss is going. I think I'm down about 15.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm only obese now. I was morbidly obese. It's funny, and my guy, you know, I got a buddy. He's done me a solid. Whatever it is, I used to be early morning riser. I'd be up, you know, 6, watching the Bozo show when I was a kid. Loved that show. Practiced the grand prize game. Oh, my God, you live in Chicago. Did you ever go to the Bozo show?
I was never able to go.
Dang.
I do have very, very close friends who were on the Bozo show, who went to the show, but I never got the opportunity.
Had to be awesome.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
But did partake in watching it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my day. I mean, if I didn't get up and watch that, I was pissed. And you don't want a little husky kid all pissed off all day at A.B. Newell School. But now, for some reason, I get home. In my 30s, in 20s and 30s, I was dumber. And I'd go to bed like 2, get up at, you know, 7, be back up, ovens, all that stuff. My business partners that were in Lincoln at the time, don't rag on me. I did miss a couple times. I'm human. But now, I don't know whatever it is. That thing goes off at 6, and I just snooze. Keep her moving. But anyway, he hooked me up, did me a solid, so I go over to his shop after hours. I'm big into the kettlebell right now. It's an efficient workout. That because until I get some muscle tone back, I really don't want to squat. I'll be honest. Hand cleans don't look that appealing. Grab a couple kettlebells and get after it. But yeah, it's going good. The dieting part is the part that sucks. I'm into the cauliflower, chopped up cauliflower substitute for rice. It's doing its thing. I do remember, though, in my last weight loss journey, how much seasoning plays a part. If you can, onion powder, garlic powder, you can season something up. I'll make it taste whatever you want it to taste like. And then I am pro egg. I'm team egg. I can eat egg at every meal. So the stuff that isn't bad, I can do. Just makes my brain gets weak sometimes. I'm like, man, that entire 18-inch pizza looked delicious. I should probably try to eat all that. So, hey, thank you to everybody that's liking and retweeting that information. If you get the chance, like we said, head out. The wheels have come off for Ohio State. They are now trailing Michigan State by 14 with 6 to go. That flagrant foul really kind of changed the complexion of this game.
Oh, yeah, momentum switched.
Not going to lie.
I've also got my eyes on this Florida-LSU game.
That is going to be a barn burner. LSU right now at 51-50, 10-22 to go in that game.
Nick was talking about this earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
with all this college basketball happening, like during the show, it is impossible to focus on what we need to do.
Agree.
Especially when these games are coming down to the end, like last 5 minutes of the second half. It is impossible. So I apologize if the podcasts are coming up a little bit later than normal.
But I think you can get by the whole show of just like some random commentary and then score updates.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what the game was the other day, but it was a last second shot, and Nick literally play-by-played it.
I would. That's what I do. I've never done play-by-play, but I'd do that if I had the ability. But, yeah, it's the season. I don't know what it is, but I'm looking forward to it. That first weekend of the tourney, it never fails. Those night games, there's a buzzer beater somewhere. And it is a fun feeling. That's why I don't pay much attention to the regular season. I pay attention to the tournament. But, you know, you're in a bar, you're in a restaurant, wherever you are, and that shot goes in, the place goes a little crazy. That's a lot of fun.
And Schick hit it right on the head. He's like, these early tournament games that you normally wouldn't watch during the regular season.
Don't even care.
You got your eyes all over it.
Because it's the masochists will watch for the pain. The people that like joy. Like the masochists that want to see some like college age kid just get crushed on national television.
Yep.
That's why 100% I'm like, team blowout. Like, just blow me out of the gym. Like, don't make it.
Don't make it close.
Don't beat me on the last second shot. Please.
Blow me
just
out.
Demolish me. Put me out of my misery. You can make it over by early in the second half. Don't half court 3-point shot me. I would just be a mess. Quick tweet here out of the JTech Zone Twitter feed. Verz is from Chris. I'm a diehard Laker fan, and if they shut it down and traded LeFlop to free up cap room for George, the Greek Freak, and Zion, I'd be down with that. I mean, come on.
They're not getting the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
No. The Greek Freak will retire a Milwaukee Buck.
I think Kawhi's staying up north, too.
Well, there is that video.
I think he likes it up there.
The video that surfaced around on the internet
with
from
LeBron
yesterday's game.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Or I'll get in touch soon. Yeah.
He probably wants to come on the barbershop show.
Have you seen that, by the way?
I watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I agree. The wine thing gets a little bit too much for me.
I agree.
I don't think there's a lot of wine flying around barbershops.
Right.
You know? It's not. I don't think that, like, Clinton's going to take me to the barbershop sometime. I just got to get our dates together. I just want to go hang out and talk sports. But I don't think I'm going to go in there and like they're going to be like, hey, would you like a cab? We've got a new cab in today. Would you like one? I don't think that's what I'm going to be drinking.
No, not at all.
No. So that's a little off to me. But no, I like it. Anytime you get folks where they feel like they're not not a dangerous environment, an uncomfortable environment, or a stuffy environment, just being you. And I've said on here, that's why I listen to Spittin' Chicklets, right? Because just some guys telling stories, being funny, busting each other's chops on you know, takes that they missed on, things that they said were stupid. Because you get into processed media and it's also, okay, in the first half they had 7 turnovers and 14 points. It's a terrible outing, blah, blah, blah. No, man. This guy dribbled the ball off his foot 7 times. Like, why is he in the game? That's funny. Chris, pipe dreaming there. But if I'm the Lakers, why would I get rid of everybody but and say, hey, we want that first pick? So I'm going to start my roster with 2, and I'm going to splice it in with who's ever available.
I think if the Lakers hung it up now, I don't think
they can't get there.
They can't get to Zion.
No.
They can't get to Zion. But they can possibly pull off an R.J. Barrett.
Which isn't a bad secondary prize.
No.
Who's the third wheel of Duke there? And I can't think of his name there. There's 3 of them.
Reddish.
Yeah.
And then what about Ja Morant? He's
Yeah.
There's
the potential. You can change the outcome. Sorry, you can change the path of a. And I know, college kid, I get it. I've been around 44 years. I've been paying attention to sports pretty hard for about 20. But I don't want to update my Flash player. Leave me alone. There's just the kid is different, right? It's just a different thing. Look at Duke. Duke is immensely talented. But when he's not with them, that's an upper level team.
They're just a really good basketball team.
When he is with them, they are a freaking wagon. I mean, wagon.
He is a difference maker on both sides of the ball.
Right. So, I mean, it's pretty nuts to watch that. But I would do everything I could. I'd get it as close as I could to making it happen. And it is a deal, too, you know, where you're probably looking like the rich get richer, all that stuff. But honestly, who cares? I think basketball is the best when the Lakers are dominant. It's not a popular take. Right now, the Knicks are way ahead. They're 13-55. The Suns are 16-53.
When the Knicks and the Lakers are dominant, the NBA thrives.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got the Knicks, Bulls. Lakers, and Bulls all not going to make the playoffs, all very bad teams. Ugh.
The Bulls can't even lose right. Oh, man, look at the Knicks. Look at the Knicks. 2-8 in their last 10. Lost 7 in a row.
You said the Bulls can't even lose right.
Was like Nebraska came win right. Miles doing a header down the hallway. I mean, come on, man. Literally, I wanted somebody to be like, hey, act like you've been here before. And then somebody chirped back like, we haven't. Well, maybe this is how we act when we do it. See, if I was him, after they won yesterday, I'd have ran over that same thing. I wouldn't have jumped over it. I'd have barrel rolled down that thing and got up and did the safe motion again. Like, this is what we do. That would have been funny. He did it day one, and look what they did. He did it day two. He did it again. Take a break. Come back. More game time when we return.